When we hear that, we know.
We know it's time.
We know it's time. And have you seen the meme that has Mariah Carey like thawing out?
Yes, it's hilarious.
You know, December is here and this is the time that she thaws out. You know, she is so famous and has so much money. She doesn't have to do anything all year long.
Right. And that song is getting older, but I think it's getting more popular.
Oh my goodness. Now, people either love it or they strongly dislike it.
For sure.
So which side of the fence are you on?
Well, I think it's good. I don't have to listen to it all the time.
Okay.
I don't need it on replay. Let's just say that.
Okay.
But I do like it.
Well, it gets me hyper. And, you know, there are some good memories when some sweet ones were little attached to this song. And so, anyway, I'm a Mariah fan. And so, I love the song.
No, I do think it's a Christmas anthem for sure.
So, I had to play it to get us kicked off today.
And it's here. It's time. Yeah.
And she says, all I want for Christmas is you. And so, that brings me to a statistic that I saw.
Of course it does.
So, I'm a member of BlackFriday.com. And they sent out a stat that said 43% of shoppers this year are planning to decrease their holiday spending because of inflation.
Oh, wow.
So all I want for Christmas is you. That might be all some people are getting.
That's right.
And there may be another option for people that are looking to, you know, spread some holiday cheer, but don't have a whole lot of money.
No, absolutely. And this is a timeless way to do it. Mm-hmm. And it's sending a Christmas card.
Oh, do people still? Yeah, they do.
I do. I think
like an e-card on your computer.
Well, that works too. And oddly enough, I have some statistics to share with you, my friend.
Well, throwing it back
at me. Yes. So let me just preface this by saying National Christmas Card Day is coming up. It's Saturday, December the 9th.
There's a National Christmas Card Day, okay?
Yes. And according to Royal Mail stats, 72% of those that celebrate Christmas prefer to receive a Christmas card.
Oh, so, they want one. Yeah, my mother loves getting Christmas cards.
Yes. I do too.
Mm-hmm.
Only 6% want a social media greeting. It's very generic. And only 10% want that, hey, Merry Christmas text.
I don't want the text. And they come so early.
Yeah.
To get them as early as you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Don't send it to me at 6. I don't like it.
But you know they're coming.
I know.
So,
group text.
Yeah.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I'm with you. Mm-hmm. But so a majority of people actually do want the card. But, you know, if you're like me, I see my mailbox with less and less every year of cards. And I think it's because of social media, because we stay connected more with people.
I think I got throughout the year. Last year or three.
Yeah. So we're going to encourage everybody to spread a little holiday cheer by sending a Christmas card. So let's talk about this. Okay.
All right.
The best time to send one is the first week of December.
It's
now, people.
Today. No.
Yes. Because, you know, you're pretty sure it's going to get there in a timely manner.
Yeah.
And it's also not real last minute. Like, oh, I forgot. And here they are.
Yeah.
You know, and if National Christmas Card Day is coming up, what better way to celebrate? So what makes a good Christmas card to people? Making it personal. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. I mean, I don't want something that just says, you know, something generic that you could have said to anybody.
Right. Like write a little note,
mm-hmm.
maybe a family photo.
Yeah. Now, people used to send out the photo Christmas cards. And you know what we do with them now? We post our family.
The ones that we do, the majority are still photo cards. But you know what we don't get anymore? Is the, like, year in review letter.
I don't want to read that.
Well, because people stay connected now. We don't. Yeah. We already know that you went on the trip.
It's a big kind of braggy. But see, we get to brag all year long now because we have social media. We don't have to wait until December to brag.
But that has gone by the wayside for sure.
Yeah.
So just some tips that we're going to do. If you're mailing somebody a gift, mm-hmm. throw your card in with it.
Oh, so I got to give them a card, even if I'm giving them a gift?
Well, you're going to put a tag on there, I would hope, anyway. So, yeah. But if you're going to, if they're on your Christmas card list and you're mailing them a gift, just do it together.
Oh, yeah.
Save a little postage, because sure. that's another deterrent of people sending cards.
Well, the cost of postage keeps right. going up. So you've got to really be selective of who you want to. Mm-hmm. Think about, do you really like those people?
Right. You know. I mean, it's going to cost you, what, 50? Is it 55 cents?
No, but it's too much.
Yeah.
A dollar will not send two cards.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Now that you're putting it that way, maybe it's the time to go through and kind of update. And I will share a little bit about that, too.
All right.
But that's an easy way that you can kind of save a little money. If you're already mailing a gift, mm-hmm. just put your Christmas card in with the gift.
Okay.
Another idea is, even though the majority of people don't like this, send an e-card.
Yeah.
You know, because mm-hmm. you can still do a photo mm-hmm. and things like that. You could okay. personalize it.
Now, I think, this is just my opinion, if you're going to do a photo card, it needs to be a photo that you did not post on social media. You don't need to like show the picture to everybody and then mail it to me like I'm special. I already saw it. So you should go through your pictures and decide, okay, we'll post this one, but this one's going to be for the people that we mail.
Yeah. Or specifically take some for your card.
Yes.
And then share those later.
Yes.
Yeah.
But make it special.
And if you really are maybe feeling like not sending a card this year, maybe just let people know, you know, I'm donating to charity instead. This $25, I'm going to actually put towards a cause.
But do you have to explain it?
I don't think so.
Just, I mean, you didn't get one for me this
year. Right, right.
Well, they might think you're being grinchy.
I don't know. You know.
They usually don't get one for me.
You're not doing this anyway.
Don't think anything about me.
So if you are sending them out, here's some things that you can do to save time. Okay. A lot of cards I get have this on them. They have address labels that they've typed up. So they have them every year.
Oh, yeah.
So it's going to take you time on the front end. But, you know, once you have it, it's there year after year. And then you don't have to sit there for 3 hours and write everybody's name.
Oh, address. Yeah. And then you can just update it in your, you know, if you save it, then just update it.
Yeah, that's a time saver for sure. Mm-hmm. You can also... like do that for your own address. So you're the return address. So you don't have to write that on there.
But I think it's good to include that, because I think there are people that want to send you a card back.
Right.
And they may not know your address or have it where they can find it easily. So I think adding that return, because you're thinking, well, it's just a card. If it gets lost, I don't need it back.
Yeah.
But I think you should put it on there.
And you may have moved.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a new address kind of deal.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe you don't really want to do the photo card or whatever. So buy the pre-printed cards and you don't have to do all that. And you just write your name, you know.
Now, do we have to get like the gold foil expensive?
Only if you want
cards
to.
Cards can be, okay. Cards can be very expensive.
In general.
In general. So my tip is going to be, some of the craft stores and things like that, they run the 50% off sales where the Christmas cards are included. If you want to get a really, really nice one at a smaller price.
Yeah.
Or you can go to some of the dollar type stores and get a pack.
And they have really nice cards.
They have stepped up their game.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I agree. I mean, it's your budget, but there are budget friendly ways to save on your Christmas cards.
So any amount that you want to spend, there's going to be a card for you.
Another thing to do is to save time is write a few each day. Don't wait till one day and do it. You know, hey, I'm going to get this done this week, but each day I'm going to write 5 or 10 cards. And go on and knock that out. And then it feels a little less daunting than when you sit down and you got this whole stack you got to do.
Yeah.
You know, even on your lunch break, if you're waiting in the pickup line for
some. My goodness, writing Christmas cards on a lunch break.
I mean, it would bring me joy.
It's bring me joy.
Yeah.
No.
You're so funny. There are different ways that people find joy.
Yes, that's true.
You know.
Not on my lunch break, though. I'd rather do it when I'm settled in
and enjoy it.
Yeah.
I got you.
A little more comfortable.
I got you. So what do you do with the cards you get year after year? So there's several ideas. And I have actually received this from some people, and I think it's so pretty. They take their old cards from previous years and save them, and they make gift tags out of the pretty card.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, it's a good way to recycle your cards.
Yeah.
And it's always got a pretty scene or, a Bible verse or whatever. It's nice, and you can use that as a gift card.
There are lots of neat ideas for use. And I've done some crafts with them. I've made placemats, done placemats and, covered them with and just bring them out at Christmas. I've also done like wreath type things with the cards, like you said, the pretty, just different ones, and each one's going to be unique. And so there are a lot of crafts that we've done.
Absolutely.
That had to do with the Christmas ornaments,
be good for kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah, you can use them again. I'm bad about this. We save them all and look through them every year because the kids grow and
That's
know.
That's true.
But if you're not that kind of person, just save the few that mean something to you.
I save all the picture cards.
Yeah.
All of them picture cards because you have to look through, like you said, the children grow up, people pass away. They become so important to you.
They do. Mm-hmm. I have a whole box of them that we've gotten throughout the years, including ones that we've sent. I'm like, oh, look, when I look at the kids, I'm like, look at y'all.
Yeah, no, they're big now.
No.
They're taller than you now, both of them.
I know. Yeah. Truly, I'm the shortest one in the house now. But yeah, if you're not that kind of person, just pick out the few you want and get rid of them, you know? I think this is a really good idea. Before you send cards, check and make sure you have everyone's information correct. Like we said earlier, people move. Mm-hmm. There may be a change in the family status.
Are you saying like some people were Mr. and Mrs. and they may be separate people?
Exactly.
Okay, yeah.
The holidays could be kind of hard for people that have gone through a divorce. So we don't want to add,
But that would be an opportunity to put a sweet little note in there.
100%. Yes.
And people that have had a really tough year, whether it's illness or divorce or, some other thing that about, kind of make the note targeted towards them.
Right. Mm-hmm. And some people may have had a baby, you want to add that child's name to the list or whatever with the family. If you put each individual's name on the card on the inside. Yeah.
But if they just had a divorce, you don't want to write like have a holly jolly Christmas on there. You want to tone it down.
Be aware of what has happened in people's lives, etc. So yeah, I think it's a good idea to go through and check addresses and just make sure that what you have is fitting for the person receiving the card, And this is a question you and I have talked about. Mm-hmm. So do you send a card to someone you get one from? Like, what if you forgot they were on the list or you've never gotten one from them before? Or, what do you do?
I was raised by a woman who strongly believed if you get a Christmas card from somebody, you have to send it back.
Yeah.
So literally every day she goes to the mailbox and she's like going through it really quick. And it's like, oh, I haven't sent them one. And she races to do one and races to get it mailed off.
To make sure.
And even if you don't get it to them before Christmas, you can do a season's greeting. A happy new year.
Yeah.
So there are options, even if you get it on the 24th. Or 23rd, and you don't have time to get it back to them.
That's true.
Before Christmas, you can still send a holiday greeting.
Actually, I have two family members. They do a Happy New Year card. They don't do a Christmas card. They do a Happy New Year card.
It probably stands out more because, fewer people do those.
So, yes, that's like the question. If you get one, do you have to send one back, And I definitely would try to. For sure. But in the past couple of years, I have just slacked and not sent them at all. But I love getting them. So I really need to push myself this week to get some in the mail.
Well, you said Saturday.
Yes.
You got to celebrate. What's the day?
It's National Christmas Card Day. So, but you know how much fun it is to go to the mailbox and get those happy greetings, even if it's people you see all the time. But, the fact that they thought about you and wanted to send you a card, it does mean a lot.
It does. It does.
So y'all celebrate this fun little holiday in the midst of everything else, but break it up Do a few each night this week and get them in the mail.
Yeah, put on your Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You, and crank out those.
There you go.
Christmas cards.
I love it.
Yes. So thanks for listening in the words of Bob Marley. Wait, do you send out Christmas cards?
I mean, why not?
Wow. He probably did. But even if he didn't, he would want you to live the life you love.
And love the life you live.
Till next time.